This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. After being a fixture in the state of Illinois since 1848, Chicago-based Morton Salt has taken 350 jobs and moved their headquarters to Overland Park, Kansas. And Republican lawmakers are saying the departure of the iconic salt producer is the latest sign Illinois is increasingly unfriendly to businesses. State Representative Joe Sosnowski says we have a competitive disadvantage in the state of Illinois, pointing to the state's corporate tax rates, high property taxes, and high cost of doing business.
When these big companies are looking for opportunities, they're going to go to places that reduce their costs. And so we've been fighting that for years.
Morton joins Boeing, Caterpillar, Tyson Foods, hedge fund giant Citadel, and investment firm Guggenheim Partners as just a few of the major companies who have left Illinois, heading to other states like Kansas, Florida, Virginia, Texas, and Arkansas with lower taxes, lighter regulation, and lower operating costs. Illinois lawmakers passed a bill that would allow school districts to pay for an extended motel stay for students facing homelessness. Isabella Nieto reports.
Illinois schools are already able to help families pay for housing. A new bill would add extended motel stays to the list of options school districts can help pay for. The bill's sponsor, Democratic Senator Corina Villa, says it will help students stay in school and their communities while they find a more permanent home.
When a student doesn't know where they'll sleep at night, it's so much harder for them to get to school, to focus on class, and to feel safe enough to learn.
The bill passed the Senate and now awaits the governor's approval. I'm Isabella Nieto.
The Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement is releasing nearly $679 million in fiscal year 2026 grants to help states and tribes clean up abandoned mine lands. The funding targets public health and safety by securing hazardous sites, stabilizing slopes, improving water quality, and restoring damaged water supplies. Federal officials say the investment also supports new economic development on former mine lands, including manufacturing, agriculture, infrastructure, and energy projects. Illinois is slated to receive $71 million, one of the largest allocations.